this information is really going to help us as we start to model some bird movement, right? So we can do different types of modeling techniques that allow us to simulate wild bird movement ecology through their migration. And we've done this, in fact, with uninfected birds. And you're trying to look at, okay, if you can move, you probably stay infected for so long based on laboratory studies. You know, where are you shedding this virus? What farms are at risk? But now we can start to include some of the information learned in this study to inform that movement a little bit better, to go, okay, we know now this is how sick birds differ from actual healthy birds, and start to kind of refine this math that we're doing to give us better estimates of who's at risk and when. I'd like to point out that we've got other ongoing collaborations where we're working very hard to get additional samples from other telemetry birds so that we can not only get different species, but improve the number of birds used in this to get a more robust understanding of just how infection with avian influenza does impact wild waterfowl movement ecology.